Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM, coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Heather Cole Mullen, and this week we're listening to the music of the pipes. That was Gay McKeown of Dublin with his sons Connor and Sean McKeown playing a few reels, the Blackthorn Stick, Tansy's Favorite, and Barnaquilla. We'll continue with the great piper Patsy Toohey, born Patrick James Toohey in February of 1865, in County Galway. His family emigrated to Boston in 1868, where he began learning the pipes from Bartley Murphy of County Mayo. He continued to play and teach and record throughout his life, and here he is with Drowsy Maggie, Scotch Mary, and the Flogging Reel.
Thank you.
was Michael Carney, a student of Patsy Toohey's, who we heard just before, playing The Geese in the Bog. Next, we'll hear a selection from Leo Rousham. Born the 5th of April in 1903, he lived until the 20th of September in 1970. He was the third generation of an unbroken line of Illan Pipers, and was a performer, a teacher, and a manufacturer of the Illan Pipes throughout his life. Here he is with a few marches.
Thank you. Images after, I knew them in a dream, after the event, but could not cognize their image in my brain, and event it was. But facts would not be fingers and neat glove of poetry, mythologize reality, an Irish curse, a nightfish in the dark. Falling like fishing gulls, their rhythmless wings like flailing arms, conduct no harmony from air to sea, a graceless dive to only what they can see, breaking like a bursting wound into chaos. Still, I drop the net, dragging images shoal heavy from the deep. Conflict is elemental, a challenge of opposite minds. Identities shift, man, fish, fish, man. Primal passion takes its form. Patience, pause, then strike and play. The line takes life, taking life away. A matter of matching bait and prey, like causation and effect, coupling ideas with certain minds. The net is cast, fish are caught, only the gutting remains. We have made this place a ritual ground, and yearly pilgrim back, recalling ones that got away, a record catch. The hunter reenacts the hunt, the old stories, the same war, dry-eyed indifference glories in the gaping dead. Faces and photos take new life, we rip up corpses from the grave.
was Brian McNamara of the musical McNamara family of County Leitrim playing the hop jigs, Top the Candle and Do It Fair. Before that, we heard a piper whom Brian greatly admired, Liam O'Flynn, well known as the piper with the band Planksty for many years. He was joined there by Sean Keane and Matt Malloy. This is from their CD, The Fire of Flame. The poem at the beginning was written by Seamus Heaney and read by Brian Keenan. It was called Night Fishing, 30th January, 1972, and they followed it with the hornpipe The Rights of Man. Liam O'Flynn was greatly influenced by Leo Rousham's playing, as he started taking master classes with him at the age of 11. Before that, we heard another piper who was greatly influenced by Leo Rousham's playing as well, Tommy Reck, playing the Salamanca reel. Although Tommy primarily learned from John Potts in Dublin, who lived around the corner from him, he began playing with Leo Rousham as he grew older, and he was heavily influenced by his style then. We'll turn now to a few pipers from the traveler tradition, starting with Johnny Doran, Coppers and Brass.
Thank you. pretty Peg went down the street some fresh fish for to buy. But the wedding class followed after her, and they kissed her by and by. With my tiddy right fall the diddle die do, with my tiddy right fall the diddle dan. Oh, how can I get your chamber lover? How can I get your bed? When your daddy goes to bed that night with the key line under his head. With my tiddy right fall the diddle die do, my tiddy right fall the diddle dan. Oh, go and get the ladder, love, with 30 steps and 3, and put it to the chimney. Top and come down in a green to me. With my titty right for the diddle dine, no, my titty right for the diddle dan. I went and got a ladder, love, with 30 steps and 3, and a grill on the top of that, and came down in the loam to me. With my titty right for the diddle dine, no, my titty right for the diddle dan. No peace nor ease for the old wife yet, with dreams running through her head. I lay me life, said the gay old wife, as I buy me daughter's bed. My titty right for the diddle dine, no, my titty right for the diddle dan. Then up the stairs the old man crept, and into the room did steal. Silence reigned when the daughter slept, and he never twigged the grill. With my titty right for the diddle dine, no, my titty right for the diddle dan. My curse attend you, father, what brought you up so soon? To put me through my evening prayers, and I just lying down. With my titty right for the diddle dine, no, my titty right for the diddle dan. He went back to his gay old wife, he went back to she. She has the prayer book in her hand, and she's praying for you. I know my titty right for the diddle dan. No peace nor ease till that old wife get, till she would rise and see. She came on a stumbling block and into the grill when she. With my titty right for the diddle dan, I know my titty right for the diddle dan. Oh, hi, I rocked her, oh, I rocked her, didn't I rock her well? For a fanny old wife to grudge me her daughter, I'd rock her into hell. With my titty right for the diddle dan, I know, with my titty right for the diddle dan.
That was the Bothy Band with Pretty Peg and Craig's Pipes. And the piper with the Bothy Band, of course, is Petty Keenan, who was born in 1950 to a traveler father, John Keenan, who played the pipes. His grandfather played the pipes as well, and his father spent many nights playing along with Johnny Doran, who we heard just before that. We'll continue with another piper who was influenced by Johnny Doran. That's Willie Clancy of County Clare, Milltown Malbay. He was born in 1918, and he first saw the pipes in 1936 when he saw Johnny Doran playing locally. His other influences include Leo Rousham, Seamus Ennis, John Potts, and Andy Conroy. Here he is with the Plains of Boyle and the Leitrim Fancy. ¶¶
Thank you.
That was Emmett Gill and Jesse Smith with a pipes and fiddle duet. They played Black Eyed Biddy and the Walls of Liscarroll. Emmett Gill was born in London and began playing at the local Pipers Club in 1983. He was influenced by Willie Clancy and Tommy Reck, who we heard earlier, as well as by the great Seamus Ennis. Before them, we heard the Donegal fiddler Johnny Daugherty playing a set of tunes where he mimicked the sound of the pipes on the fiddle. We'll continue now with a few tracks from Seamus Ennis. He was born in 1919 and lived until 1982. As well as being a well-respected Uilleann piper, he was a singer and a folk song collector, and from 1942 to 1947, he worked for the Irish Folklore Commission, traveling through many of the counties in the West and collecting songs and music from them. Here he is with The Little Bunch of Rushes.
Thank you.
That was Michael Piper Cooney with Joe Burke and Noreen O'Donoghue playing Contentment is Wealth and The Climber. Michael Cooney was raised in a family of pipers from Tipperary. His father, Martin, and his uncles all played in the Sean Tracy Pipe Band, which was formed by his grandfather and great-uncles. He started playing in the 1970s and was influenced by his father's tapes of some of the great pipers we've heard earlier in the show, including Johnny Doran, Willie Clancy, Felix Doran, Johnny's brother, Leo Rousham, Patsy Toohey, and Seamus Ennis. He was also influenced by some of the big bands of the time, the Bothy Band and Planxty. We're going to continue with a recording from up in Donegal. This is the singer Dimnic MacGillivray from Gweedore, and he's accompanied by the piper Ciarán MacPhailimi. Here they are with Carc agus Coileach.
Agus Coileach a Dimní na Gaeilge ma fríd na sléibh tuig a bhur a siúd a gréí Chuaigh siúd go slíc as go páirc i na hiosan na gá tá hais Gaeilge ma fríd a tír Ná bha labhra ra uair a rodús a huarta na gá tánic na mar a hrdúl an sañón Chuaigh siúd a grúb agus gil siúd a cláu agus cáigh siúd a láis an súd a gáilor Tá bhaid gaeilge ma Coileach a Dimní na sléibh Up on the walls of the broad laddy, he pays for galley than not a get yant. At the fall, I see his lad when ye boy. For mama, for lag, a parash to wheel, and that to me deed and a gala foil. At a one, if I had the half wish you, some week you will take him a holla. Ma chala bra ra wira ra gus a warta na gata nik na mra fa dhul an sanyol Bac si da hru bag is gil si da hra wag is kai si da lai shan su ga galor Ha ha as an kyaar kisi gala ram maru Ma bwara bar tani a chayu mishkid Ha hai ma chlani gis keda malapu E shin tu sa fath gis lakar veo Ma palabra ra 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 du so warta na gata nik na mra for du lan senyol Bacchi de hru bagis gil chi de hra wagis kai chi de lai shin su ga galor
That was Peter Carberry of County Longford, accompanied by his daughter Angelina Carberry on the banjo. They played O'Sullivan's and the Moving Bogs. Peter Carberry's father was an accomplished banjo player as well, and his uncle played the pipes, and Peter learned the pipes first from his uncle. He's also an accomplished banjo and accordion player himself. We're coming to the end of the show this week. Thank you so much for tuning in to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM, coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Heather Cole Mullen, and this week we've been listening to the music of the Illin Pipes. I hope you'll join me again next week, and we'll finish off the show with a recording from the Kitty Lyover CD released in 2001. This is Mick O'Brien and Cuivin O'Rahilly on the fiddle joining him with On Londove.